For years, CNN has been accused of being biased. How biased are they? I know from working there for 7 years that they are extremely biased. I also know that at some point they went from just being a biased network to being a network that filled the airwaves with propaganda. Propaganda on stories they knew that were not true just to try to get rid of Donald Trump. But of course, the mainstream media and CNN was able to protect themselves by saying, prove it. Well, now we have the proof of CNN admitting this in their own words. Their own words now caught on tape by Project Veritas, where one of their own top people at CNN said, quote, our focus was to get Trump out of office. That's right. Project Veritas video shows CNN technical director discussing the network's propaganda. Now, let's start with one of the biggest stories that dealt with propaganda from the very beginning. CNN was the one that decided to push Russian collusion, even when they knew the story wasn't accurate. They're the ones that were pushing impeachment, specifically to give cover to Democrats to impeach the President of the United States of America for literally doing nothing wrong. They knew the story was crap. It didn't matter because they were helping the Democratic Party purge this country of Donald Trump. It was their mission statement, basically, at CNN. I know because I worked there. Now, when I was at CNN early on, one of the things as a commentator is I knew I was going up in an unfair environment, but I didn't feel like I was going up in an environment that was unwinnable, right? I was ready to take the fight to liberals. I was willing to go into the lion's den every day to defend conservative values. And I was welcome early on at doing that. That all changed the night that Donald Trump got elected. What started to change was the coverage. It was no longer me against a guest and a host acting like they were unbiased. It then turned to a host was allowed to be biased. And the guests against me were not just one. It then turned into two against one plus a host, three against one plus a host, four against one plus a host, five against one plus a host. When Donald Trump won, they broke CNN. When Donald Trump won, CNN couldn't believe it happened. And they basically pledged allegiance to do everything they could to get rid of Donald Trump. So they started pushing for impeachment right away. They started having radical leftists on the network to accuse him of things that didn't happen. They pushed the Russian hoax, knowing that the entire dossier came from the Clinton and the DNC. They knew it was all lied. They didn't care. So fast forward to now. This new Project Veritas video appears to show a CNN technical director describing how the network focus was to get former President Donald Trump out of office. An individual, Project Veritas, alleges that the CNN technical director, Charlie Chester, is in these videos discussing the network's propaganda storylines regarding Trump's health, for example. Chester also appeared to describe how CNN framed President Joe Biden as a young geriatric. Now, the CNN employee also added that the network did what it could to make sure that all coverage of Joe Biden, we painted him as a young and healthy person. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, why would CNN go to such great lengths to accomplish this goal? Well, they understood what the problem was with Joe Biden as a candidate. They understood that there was significant criticism of his old age and his possibly, and very clear, I would argue, aging out of his mental capacity, his mental wherewithal of knowing what's really going on. I mean, there were some real questions before Election Day. There's been even more, I would argue, since Election Day, where it's very clear that Joe Biden's not operating at 100%, and he's the president of the United States of America. So CNN says, well, we know this is a problem, so here's what we did to fix it. This CNN undercover videotape shows the employee saying, quote, we would always show shots of him jogging, him in his aviator shades, like you paint him as a young person, right? As a young, vigorous man ready to fight communists and terrorists around the world. Now, this employee's online profile on LinkedIn, which has been taken down, I'm assuming by him, had this to say before he deleted it, before this story broke. Technical director, CNN, full-time, May 2018 to present, 3 years, greater New York area. One of the things that he lists as his experiences is it says, quote, these are his words on his LinkedIn, played an integral part in the 2020 presidential elections. In other words, this guy was in charge and knew what was going on. This isn't some low-level staffer, which is what CNN's going to play this off as. Like, this is just a technical director that told a camera where to shoot. Told a camera what to point at. No. Don't fall for that crap. This guy in his own LinkedIn page even says, I played an integral part in the 2020 presidential elections. Chester also admitted that CNN was engaged in propaganda in its way that it has decided to go after Republican firebrand Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz faces new allegations of sexual impropriety with a 17-year-old. This is an allegation that Matt Gaetz has vehemently denied. So you want to know what CNN had to say about propaganda, and they and again, this undercover reporter talking to this CNN technical director says, well, give me an example, right, of like propaganda. What do you mean by propaganda? Well, this is how he responds to that question. He says, all right, let me give you an example of right now. What our network, CNN, is doing to Matt Gaetz is a perfect example of the propaganda that we at CNN push. Take a listen in his own words.
If the agenda, say, is to, like, get, like, Matt Gaetz right now, he's, like, this Republican, like, he's a problem for the Democratic Party because he's so conservative, right? And he can cause a lot of hiccups in passing of laws. So it's... It would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him and make it so that it can't be buried. That's propaganda. It's helping us in some way.
So let me get this straight. The CNN director reveals that CNN's coverage of Representative Matt Gaetz is, in his words, propaganda. His exact quote, if the agenda, say, is to get Matt Gaetz right now, he's like this Republican. This is his response to the question from the undercover journalist on how he defines propaganda, and he uses the example of Matt Gaetz. It's not like the journalist said, hey, let's talk about Matt Gaetz and that propaganda. No, he gives the example of Matt Gaetz without anybody asking him about Matt Gaetz. I want you to understand. So he knows they're creating propaganda. He even says he's a problem for the Democratic Party. So what CNN is saying, or this employee of CNN is saying, is we work for the Democratic Party. They tell us what to do. They tell us what they need. We make our decisions editorially and what stories we cover and obsess over and go psycho over solely based on what's good, I guess, for the Democratic Party. So in other words, they're nothing but state propaganda for the Democratic problem, because as this employee says, he, referring to Matt Gaetz, is a problem for the Democratic Party. So we're going to keep running these stories to keep hurting him. That's propaganda because it's helping CNN in some way. In other words, our psychotic audience, which hates Donald Trump and hates anybody connected to Donald Trump, loves seeing us ruin the lives of people around Trump. So that's what we'll do. We'll keep hurting Matt Gaetz. Now, I'm not defending Matt Gaetz. I want to be clear. We'll see what happens with this investigation. What I am saying is, it is clear that they're peddling and pushing propaganda right now against Matt Gaetz, as they put it, not for justice, right? Not because they believe that this story may actually be accurate. They're doing it in response because he's, quote, a problem for the Democratic Party. So we keep running these stories to keep hurting him. This goes back to what happened with Roger Stone. Remember when Roger Stone was house was raided and CNN was there with the exclusive video? That's propaganda. Roger Stone wasn't a threat to anybody. There was no reason to have tactical gear and machine guns going into Roger Stone's house. There was never any indication that Roger Stone was a threat to society. It was all propaganda, right? This is Donald Trump's guy. We're going to be there. We're going to catch this exclusive video. We get tipped off by the Democratic Party or the government or those in the government that love the Democratic Party, and we're going to show you what we'll do to you if you stand with Donald Trump. The same exact thing they're saying about Matt Gaetz. And now that Trump's been removed from office, right, Chester says the network will move on to pushing other extreme issues the Democratic Party needs them to push. For example, he cites climate change and asked if that meant the network would try to scare viewers. The gloomy climate warnings. And Chester said, yeah, fear sells, he says. That's right. Yeah, fear sells. Now, remember, this network is taking credit, and I want to play this audio from you of the network. He says, look, we got Donald Trump unelected. Right? This CNN technical director is admitting our focus was to get Trump out of office. Take a listen.
Look what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right?
Trump was, I don't know, like his hand was shaking or whatever like that. We brought in like so many medical people to like all tell a story that like it was all speculation. But he was like neurological damage, like that he was losing it. He's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, that's I think that's propaganda.
So this isn't just about the unprovoked and completely false attacks against President Trump and Russian collusion that they kept going on for 4 years. And covering and mandating and pushing for impeachment, giving cover to Democrats to impeach a president that was elected by the people of the United States of America. This is about CNN helping try to overthrow the will of the people, overthrow a government. This is also proof that CNN was willing to create false narratives, as he described it, by creating false narratives, putting forth so-called experts, he says, who are willing to corroborate these narratives. And flat out lie to the American people in order to get what they wanted. CNN wanted to take down Trump, so they made up false narratives, and then they brought in fake experts to corroborate these narratives. Now, again, this isn't President Trump. It's not just him, right? They haven't stopped. President Trump is the only one who's been targeted by CNN. It's any person that's close to the president, whether it's Roger Stone, whether it's Manafort, whether, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, whether it's DeSantis, they're not going to stop, right? They're going to report stories to make Republicans look bad, to try to lie. And they also said fear sells, so it's fine, right? Fear is a seller, and our audience hates these people, and they want us to destroy their lives, so by golly, we're going to do it. So we make up propaganda. We lie. We ruin people's lives to give our viewers what they want. Gates is a problem for the Democratic Party. Insert any other name here, right? In the party's agenda. And this is what 60 Minutes just did, right? And luckily they got busted lying, just flat out lying. They still won't retract their story about the Florida governor. Now, O'Keefe at Project Veritas, the founder, actually took the time to attempt to get a comment from Chester before releasing these explosive tapes and footage. Here's how that went down. It's amazing.
Charlie, is this seat taken?
I'm James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. You're a technical director at CNN. You're on camera talking about the importance of getting Trump out of office without saying that's what your intent is. I want to ask you...
I've asked you now. You're within 6 feet of me. Without your mask on.
I can stand 6 feet away from you and ask the same questions. That sounds like a good idea.
You're not going to get me to talk about anything, so...
Well, you also said that it was, in your words, quote, propaganda.
You admit your network is helping certain candidates for political office, and you're admitting that you wanted to hide it. Why hide it, Charlie? Why hide it? They never have the courage to say publicly what they will say privately. That's courage right there. That's courage.
Now, CNN, of course, I'm sure will dispose of this individual and say, oh, he didn't speak for the network and he had nothing to do with the coverage. Let me just tell you, from working there, this is exactly what I witnessed and saw all the time. They didn't care about truth and reporting. Look at what they've done with Cuomo. Chris Cuomo's still on the air. Chris Cuomo's brother, they won't cover the story of people dying and him covering it up and all the sexual allegations against him. They will not cover that story because they know it'll hurt Chris Cuomo. They know it'll hurt CNN. But more than that, they don't give a, you know, they're the ones that did like the Me Too movement. They're the ones that pushed the false narrative of hands up, don't shoot. Remember that? They had a whole weekend show of all these women putting their hands up in the air. It was a lie, but it was a lie they wanted their audience to believe, or it was a lie their audience wanted to hear. Hell, they're not even covering the Dante Wright story. They're not telling you what happened with that story. For example, that he wasn't pulled over for a lie they put on their network for his, quote, air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror, which is not why he was pulled over, but they let that go out. Right? Dante Wright faced attempted robbery charges when he was killed by the cop. He was a wanted man. He allegedly choked a woman, held her at gunpoint, stole her rent money. He was a wanted man who literally didn't even show up when he had a $40,000 bail for his relief from a bail bondsman, paid 40 grand for his relief release, and that was revoked in July of last year. This man was on the run. He wasn't a child. This is a man that had a gun and used that gun to get money from a woman, her rent money, and choked her. And you want to know why the police were a little nervous around him? Dante Wright, if you look at what the media said, he's this young man, right? Unarmed black man, as they call it. They don't tell you the real story. They don't tell you what's actually happening. Go watch CNN right now. See if Dante Wright in the story is told to you this way, that he had an outstanding warrant linked to a prior arrest when he was fatally shot in Minnesota by that police officer who grabbed her firearm instead of her taser. We now know what is in the court documents. The court documents show that Wright was facing an attempted robbery charge over an incident where he allegedly choked a woman and held her at gunpoint. I thought the Me Too movement and the feminist movement at CNN would be all over the story that this 20-year-old was a wanted man where he allegedly chokes a woman and held her at gunpoint. They don't want to talk about that. No, sir. Remember, cops are bad. Defund the police. Riot, loot. We'll help make sure we get all that on TV. We're not going to tell you all this stuff, right? The New York Post has now published court records showing that Wright and another man, last name Driver, were charged with first-degree attempted robbery in December 2019 for allegedly trying to steal $820 from a woman. It was her rent money. The documents from the county claim that Wright and Driver were at the victim's apartment, and all three were leaving when Wright turned around and blocked the door, preventing the victim from leaving the home. Wright then pulled out a gun, pointed it at the woman, demanding she hand over the cash he saw her roommate give her for rent. The woman said, then, "Are you serious?" She's the victim, according to the probable cause statement. Wright then allegedly replied, "Give me the effing money. I know you have it." I'm waiting for CNN to just tell you the facts on this story, right? Or they're just going to go with propaganda, right? Which is police are evil, defund the police, police shouldn't exist, police are evil, police are racist, police are the worst thing in the world. Back to the facts. Wright then allegedly choked the woman, the victim, not once, but twice during a struggle and threatened to shoot her as he unsuccessfully tried to pull the cash from her bra. I'm wondering if that would be a sexual assault thing, right? You're reaching down a woman's bra. You're grabbing her private parts. Where's the Me Too movement on this? I'm waiting. That's apparently where she kept the money for safekeeping in her bra. So he's going down her shirt. He's struggling. He's choking her. He's got a gun to her. According to the Daily Mail, Wright's bail was originally set at $100,000, and a bail bondsman paid $40,000 for his release. You think anybody's going to talk about that on CNN? You think they're going to talk about his bail was revoked in July last year, so he's been a wanted man, a fugitive on the run since last July? And you want to know why they revoked his bail? His failure to not possess a firearm or ammunition and not keeping in touch with his probation officer, court papers show, the Daily Mail reported. So this is a guy who his bail was revoked last July of last year. He's a fugitive on the run. He got his bail revoked for his failure to not possess a firearm or ammunition. Now, if you put the mom and the family on TV, they'll tell you he got pulled over for a hanging air freshener from the rearview mirror. We now know that is also a lie, but that propaganda has been put out there, right? So it makes it look like they were picking on an innocent black young man, a father, a loving person that never did anything bad in his life except for apparently choke out a woman twice, put a gun to her head, tell her to give me the blanking money, and was trying to steal her rent money. It's a guy who skips out on bail of $40,000. Bail that was revoked last July, so he's been a fugitive on the run for his failure to not possess a firearm or ammunition and not keeping in touch with his probation officer. This is a bad dude. Now, Wright was due to face trial on a charge of attempted aggravated robbery on top of the issues he had with bail. This guy was facing up to 20 years in prison. Now, you know why he fought and ran from the cops. New York Post also reported that the case was still pending when Wright was pulled over by Brooklyn Center police officers on Sunday, where he resisted arrest, ran from the cops, and was shot accidentally by Officer Kim Potter. She yelled, "I'm going to tase you." Then she yelled, "Taser, taser, taser," then pulled the trigger once. Unfortunately, she had pulled her service weapon. Fox News reported that Wright's mother, Katie Wright, and of course CNN went with this story, said her son called her as he was supposedly getting pulled over for having air fresheners hanging in his rearview mirror. He's a victim, right? Racial profiling. Quote, "All he did was have air fresheners in the car, and they told him to get out of the car," Katie Wright said, adding that before the call ended, she heard someone say, "Dante, don't run." Authorities said Wright had expired license plate tags on his vehicle and an outstanding warrant. It wasn't the air freshener. But here we are. We've turned the police officer into the worst person in the world. She's resigned. The department's police chief, Tim Gannon, has resigned. The mayor of Brooklyn Center, Mike Elliott, took control of the city's police department thanks to a vote by the city council, who also fired the city manager in an emergency session after he said in a press conference earlier that day that Potter would receive, this is the police officer, due process. In other words, we're going to give due process to the officer. Nope, that's not allowed. We'll take back over the police department. Now you got a new mayor, a mayor that's throwing down everything he can with a race card, who's taking control of the city's police department. CBS News also now reporting the Washington County District Attorney, who's in charge of the case, elected position, said he would decide whether criminal charges would be filed against Potter. My guess would be yes, of course, right? There's no downside to that. If you're an elected official, let's go. You think CNN's going to try to bring the community together? Of course not. Have you been looking at their coverage? Their coverage is anything but. They're not trying to bring people together. They're not trying to ratchet it down. No, they're ratcheting up right now because this is the propaganda they want. Right? Evil white police chief has to resign. Mayor takes over police department. Evil white cop kills innocent black man, unarmed black man. Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib, somebody that CNN's made famous, goes on social media saying this isn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government murder, government-funded murder. Dante Wright was met with aggression after he ran from police. Before he ran from the police, there was no aggression from those police officers. And this guy, Dante Wright, that you're all turning into some saint, is a guy that was wanted for choking out a woman twice, putting a gun to her, and trying to steal her rent money, and then violated his bail and has been a wanted fugitive because he violated when it comes to ammunition and firearms. But Democrats are calling for abolishing all police departments across the country and not putting criminals in jail. They're saying, again, Tlaib saying no more policing, no more incarceration. So apparently you can commit any crime you want to and we will not incarcerate you. And militarization, they say no more of that, right? She says police can't be reformed. Okay, so who's going to go get the bad guys? If you want to get rid of all the police and you want to lock up no one, then my question to the Democratic Party is, what's going to happen? You want to talk about the Wild West? You want to talk about anarchy? Then do what you're advocating for right now. Go for that and see how that works out for you. Let me know how that ends. Because it's not going to end well, folks. Now back to CNN for just a moment. Some of the good news. Project Veritas founder announced on Hannity's show he is going to be suing CNN for defamation. Take a listen.
And Sean, I intend to sue CNN for defamation. Anna Cabrera is the host that lied about us and said that we were taken down for, she mentioned misinformation. That's just simply not so. Actual malice is the standard in the United States. We believe we can win against CNN. So we are, I'm announcing on your show, I'm going to sue CNN for defamation.
You know what I love about Project Veritas and James O'Keefe? He doesn't give a crap who he offends. He goes out there and does the job that other people don't have the guts to do. and he's not afraid of anyone. So to him, good luck. But next time you turn on CNN, just know, in their own words, they are creating and ruining people's lives through propaganda. In other words, they're admitting that they lied to you. That's what they do. They lied to you. All right. Lastly, I want to remind you, without you guys, our podcast does not grow. Social media has silenced us. I tell you this every day because it's important that I remind you every day. Please make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast. Screenshot our podcast, you're listening to it, and share it with your other friends, or please post it on social media that you're listening to this podcast to help it grow. Without you guys, we will not grow. So thank you so much for helping us fight back against big tech. And I'll leave it at that.